Hello, we in the fellowship are a people called by God to communicate his love deeply into the hearts of men by living his life, preaching his word, and by the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. We would love to take you on a journey into the very heart of God. Come with us as we journey together. This is the fellowship.
Hallelujah. Can you just bask in his love? Just bask in his love. Just bask in his love. Thank him for loving you. Just bask in his love. Oh, barada bashada banaka barade boshe prekedida barada badam prekete bonombre. Bask in his love, in your own way, in your own language. Ada barada bons kebede barada ba kete meketo barade balako benata. Shoborabanam rekete bombre skebena bronde veketila bobonde brekte skobe mamenda. Eda barada bonse prekete bombre kete balaka barade banoko barade bako benda breketa. Shababam brekete bonombre skobe mambre eka bonambre eka baradea. Robaba teke bonande skebe bebenombre kete nebrondo skabe. Robe de bako bena kobera de bako breke de mendos kebe me bena tia. Robe bebende kete bora kabana bom breke de babena kobera de. Bask in his love, bask in his love, bask in his love, bask in his love. Rabanambres kome mambre. Ede bo freke te ne bandes kobe mambrate kabelambre ade. Shabarada balaka bana barada bambre keteba. Rebebebe broskebe brekete bonde brekte kobena barade. Shabambra skama mande kope. Legede bon brekete de kusta vinante kobe da brika bombre ete mamanda. Oh yes. Ilavos edevitas che me mande coporante che briene. You don't have to ask him for anything, just thank him for loving you. Just acknowledge him for loving you. Koda banam brekete coberane manantos tovena braya kaba. Ora ba mambre kete kete ko bonde frekte skobe nambre eka bolame. Roba ba bande kote mambre skobe nambre kete libro kotovante skome mambaye kata. Shabana da barada bakata bala kabanda brakta skabala de bande. Raba bante kope nambre skobe nambre kete kete no barade balako banate. Are you thanking him? Are you acknowledging his love? Bask in that love. Keep thanking him. Just don't stop. Don't stop. Shebemambre stove. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Arabana boske bememendo brekte benebraate balambre e kabola. Erabababam raska mabambro de benambre e kabomambe la kabaye kamona par. E da balada barada bana kabande broko bele benataye balaste. Alamamba ya kababa bambe la barata. Oh, rababa eko membre.
esse membre de belambre de gedembre cabambre cabombe ela barada balaka barada balaka barada balaka barada balaka barada balaka barada balaka da barata lega da barada balaka barada balada balaka balata ina baba bam brada bam bada barada balaka bande bagadaya barada baba bam rega da da barada balata ino mambes come mambri e come bambe la dobena kabaretaya. For dying for me, for giving me your life. Oh, barebe mambrake mamambe la beate, for being mindful of me. Eh, la mama ekoba, seberabo mambe le koba. Ele bo bombre kete ne bombre kete bambre kababa. Shabarada barada 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 barada. Hey, Nabo Barakambe, the Kebana Bambele, the Devera Tambele, the Devera Tambaya de Balabo Belata, Sabarada Balada Bambele, Kadabara Tambelada, Rabada Bada Baga, the Baga, the Baga, the Balaga, the Balaga, the Gada, the Gabara, the Balaga, the Balaga, the Balaga, the Nabaya. Ele mombele de bemapai. Shabarada balaga balada balabarada balaga bama mombe. Oh, we give you praise. We thank you. We bask in your love, Holy One. Great One. Oh, nabayeke mambayele mamamo. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Father, because you are mindful of us. You've loved us with an everlasting love. So, Lord, we are grateful because your compassion never fails. We thank you. Thank you, great one. Blessed be God forevermore. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The steadfast love of our God never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are they are new every morning, they are new.
His mercy is never come to an end. Yeah, I knew every morning, every morning.
Lord, as we behold your word in this few moments, we ask that you speak to us expressly. Our lives will not remain the same. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Please sit down very quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. We'll start from there today. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. We began to talk about certain things a week before the miracle service. And I want us to see and trust God. To see how far we can go. I want to see if it's possible so we can wrap it up today. So I will try as much as possible to be fast and rush certain things that I would have taken out so much time to explain. So Genesis chapter 1 from verse 29. Please, I want you to be attentive. Your life will not remain the same after this meeting in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so I would love that we read together. Sorry, one of these fans is sounding like a grinding engine. I don't know. You guys prefer the breeze to the sound? They should off it. There's somebody who said that they should offer it. Hallelujah. We are walking in love. Cold is catching that person. Hallelujah. Okay. So, if you're there, let's read together. One, two, three, let's go. As loud as we can. One, two, three, let's go. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding what? Seed. To you it shall be for what? Meat. Now, I want us to pick something from it as we move so that we can start. You will notice that what God was saying here was, because at this point, what we had, even though they were trees particularly, because he spoke them out, you know, what we actually have here that God was speaking about was the seed. Okay? And look at the way he referred to the seed.
He said, I have given you every herb bearing seed. Okay? Then he now said, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding what? Tree yielding what? Okay. To you it shall be for what? For meat. What God was speaking about, I was supposed to come with one, but I forgot. But thank God we had someone who had seed in the car. So I had to ask him to help us get. You know, I have two different seeds here. Now, it is very tiny. You cannot see it if you're from far, especially if you use glasses to see very well. Now, but I'm having, this is, who can tell me what seed this is? Nobody knows. Eh? God, we bind eye problem in the name of Jesus. Who can see this seed? Okay, it's a maize seed. Hallelujah. It's a maize seed. I have this other one here. I was told that it is sorghum. What's sorghum? That's what we call, gero or something? I think that's what they call gero. Dawa. Right? How many of you know dawa? Okay. For those people who are not, sorghum. Go and check your Google. Sorghum. That's this sorghum seed. Now, this is what God is saying from this scripture as we build. That he calls it every tree yielding seed. That as small as this seed is, that we cannot see it, you know, even in a close range. Or even smaller is the sorghum. That all you will see is just my hand. Okay? There is that which God has factored in this seed that you are seeing. Okay? Beyond its size, there are other things that are in this seed that in it has the capacity to produce a tree. This seed. Hallelujah. So that's why he's using the word. He's every tree yielding seed. So let me hold the maize. I've been able to show you that one. Now, they are all seeds. Are we correct? But what is in this seed is different from what is in this seed. Are we correct? So if you plant them now, which we would, as we go, I'll be building on that, then we'll begin to understand, and then we'll continue from where we are. If you plant them now, they will now begin to, as they are in themselves now, they can't do anything. Am I correct? Even though God has put within them a capacity, they have, this one now has the ability to produce, as small as it is, if it is planted, it can produce enough for you to eat and for your family and for your family family. This seed. But you see, how long has this seed been in your car, sir? How long? Eh? More than 6 months. This particular one has been in his car for more than 6 months. Meanwhile, some of the maize that they planted very recently during the whole season had produced many other things, but this one has not done anything. Not because it does not have what the other ones have, okay, but because it has not been engaged as much as the other ones have been engaged. So many things will have to happen. Please follow me, because your life will change. You think that what's happening to you is, God will help you today. So this seed has been in his car for more than 6 months. The seed has not changed. It's just the way it is. This seed now can be in that car and be lamenting that life is not fair. And the seed will be blaming the government. That is Buhari, Buhari caused it. And you'll be where it is. And for as long as this seed remains in his car, okay, it doesn't matter how special the seed is. As long as it remains in that environment, it will remain like this. Even though in creation, God has said that this particular seed is a tree yielding seed. Somebody say tree yielding seed. It means that this seed has the capacity to produce trees. But it will not. Because several things will have to happen to this seed for it to come to that point where it will need to now begin to produce. But within it is the DNA, so to speak. So when we plant this now, I don't know, what color is this? Maybe ladies will help us. What's the color of maize? Is it yellow or brown? Eh? You see? White and yellow maize. Okay, there's white and yellow maize. I'm seeing yellow somewhere. It's mixture. Yellow and white. Hallelujah. If you leave somebody now, they will say, it's maize yellow. You know, they have all kinds of colors now. I heard onion purple. It was not like that before. In the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. So now you have other kinds of red. There's pepper red. One day I now went, they now say lilac. I say, which one? Among colors. Where are all these things coming from? Well, anyways, this has a particular color. And in this color, you notice that there is nothing that looks like green. Are we correct? But there is a capacity in this. When you plant it, what it will begin to produce, you will see some green on it. All those things are inside here. As small as this seed is, it has that capacity. You see, it's not a function of its size. It is that which the Creator has put in it. The Creator has factored in certain possibilities in this seed. And as in the, under the right condition, you will see the potentials of this seed. Yes. Now, if God can be this detailed about a seed, come. What now makes you think that when God made you, He did not factor in certain other possibilities that can find expression that may not reveal themselves as you are standing now, except you begin to apply the right conditions? Then that which is within you can begin to find expression. So God has programmed, somebody say programmed, in this seed several possibilities. And He said, God bless you, please sit down. And He said, from this, He refers to it as a tree yielding seed. He's the Creator. And He factored it in. Yes. It's not a function of its size. It has nothing to do with that. As a matter of fact, let's assume this sorghum was a monster seed, for example. It is about the smallest of seeds that if it falls down here, it may be impossible for you to identify or find it out or separate it from the dust of the floor. Yes. But when that seed is planted, when you see the tree that will come out of that seed, It doesn't look like the seed. Eh? No. It doesn't look like the seed. Have you seen that scripture where the Bible said in the book of John, it said, for except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and does what? And dies. Now what happens to it? That buys alone. John 12, 24. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies. So one of the things that will happen to that seed, we are trying to build something, I'm going somewhere. One of the things that will happen to that seed is that this seed will have to fall, okay, into a particular environment that God has designed for it. And one thing must happen when that seed falls. The Bible refers to it as what? Death. I'm trying to show you that when God had to put Adam to deep sleep, is symbolic of death, because every time God wants to produce a thing, one of the things he will first do is that man will have to die to his yesterday's experiences. You have to lose something about yesterday for you to be able to advance into tomorrow. So for this seed now, okay, it has to die to every limitation. Because we're assuming this is a mustard seed. That within that seed is the capacity to produce and generate some impossibilities. But in itself, not dying, those impossibilities will not generate. As long as he keeps complaining about his size and keeps saying, why is corn bigger than I am? As long as he keeps saying, why is mango seed bigger than I am? This God self. There's partiality in this God, though. But you see, what you fail to understand, eh? Is that until a man maximizes that which God has put within his spirit, he is still a seed. And you cannot judge any man in his seed form. Yes. You can't. You may be able to say that the maize seed is bigger than the mustard seed, but you cannot say maize is bigger than mustard tree. It's not possible. So what a lot of people are seeing now, and what you are seeing about your own life now, is that you are seeing yourself in a seed form and it has not produced anything, and you are lamenting. You need to die to the limitations and believe that which God has put within your spirit. You know, the truth is that for you to actually move with God, you have to die. Because your limitations are everywhere and they are glaring. Yes. They are glaring. Everywhere. You will look at this area and you see the things that you cannot do. You look at that area, you see the things you cannot do. You look at the other area, you see all the things you cannot do. So the solution to that is that you should die. 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 Some of you, God has been trying to put you to deep sleep, but you have refused. You are still awake, trying to lament on what the situations are. I heard a story one time. It's a funny story of I think it was a king who had a very beautiful daughter, and the daughter was going to get married. And several people came and they said they were interested. The king said anybody who was interested in getting married to his daughter should come. So they all came. So when they came now, they were standing, and the king said, the condition for marrying the daughter is there was a swimming pool. More like a little river or something, like a lake or something. And then there were some crocodiles inside. So he said, everybody should stand here. And the daughter was at the other side. He now said, anybody who will enter this water and come out from the other side is the one that will marry the daughter. I thought talk. Let's say, now you go kuku marry your pikino. Since just marry your daughter, let's rest. So everybody was, you know, everybody had even given up. Then all of a sudden, while they had already given up, they just saw one guy, one of them is a guy in the water. Pa, 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 pa. And he came out from the other side. The crocodiles did not touch him. When he came out, people were now rejoicing. He said, no, wait. Who pushed me? No. Forget this celebration. Who pushed? I did not. Somebody pushed. Somebody pushed me. Who? That, before we talk about marriage, forget this woman. Who? You see, now, this is my point. This is why I'm bringing up this story. In himself, he didn't know it was possible for him to pass through. He had to find himself in the condition. And when he found himself, he came out. In his right senses, he wouldn't have done it. So sometimes there are capacities that we have, you know, but God needs to, and the way he will push you is that he kills you. So you are not, so tomorrow when they now begin to ask you, how did you begin? Say, even me, I don't know what happened. In myself, I would have done this. In my timid self, I wouldn't have been able to do this. In my fearful self, I wouldn't have been able to do this. But then something had to happen, and it seemed as if for a second I was not thinking again. That was when I now realized that there was something within me. Because for most of us, when we look at ourselves, let me show you the scripture, 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. As we move. From verse 3. He said, 3 and 4. He said, according as his divine power had given unto us. How many things? All things that pertain unto what? Life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be what? Somebody say partakers. Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through death. In the same vein that God had made this seed, and God had put within the seed certain capacities that are bigger than the seed in itself. In the same way, God has put within you capacity that is bigger than you in yourself. If you are looking at yourself, it will be practically impossible for you to maximize it. Because the Bible said that God has given us all things. That pertains unto life and godliness. All things. All things is all things. That pertains to life and godliness. It is in you maximizing that which God has given to you, which is called all things, that we partake in the divine nature actually. Because it is that creative side of God that wants to prevail in you. That's how you maximize the divine nature. Yes. You know, somebody will leave here today with a very strange fire. You will not know how you are just, they will think you are now mad. because you that can fear, where is all this boldness coming from? I'm not looking at myself. I may be small, but I'm a seed. I may be small, but I'm a seed. All seeds are smaller than their products. Yes. All things. he has given unto us, so that we can now be partakers of the divine nature. Romans 12, verse 11. Sorry, verse 3, not 11. Let's do, this will come later. Romans 12, verse 3. He said, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." I'm building something. Now, notice he did not say you should not think highly of yourself. Are you seeing that there? That's not what he said. He said, don't think more highly than you ought to think. Because there is that which God has put within you. So now, most times when we read this scripture, we talk about the measure of faith. But the essence of this scripture is beyond just the measure of faith. Because now, the only way you can put to use that which God has put within you is that your thinking will have to change. See, let me tell you something. The anointing is very powerful. But until your mindset is in the same frequency with the anointing that you receive, the anointing will not produce in your life. Some of us have received all kinds of impartation. We have received the anointing of a billionaire. We have received the anointing of a healer, of a miracle worker, of one who can activate possibilities. But our mindset is that of a pauper. Our mindset is still that does not believe that God can heal. Our mindset is still that of that which doubts when we hear some kinds of miracles and manifestations. It doesn't matter the anointing you receive. If your mindset is not upgraded to the level of the anointing that you have received, the anointing will not produce. Yes. Some of you, what you need now is not more anointing. What you need now is to upgrade your mindset. So he said, there is this grace that is given unto me, and to every man that is among you, there is that which has been given. Hallelujah. So there is that which has been given as a measure of grace. He said, now, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but think soberly. That word soberly there just means in alignment. Something that is accurate in its model. Think in line with that which is within you. Yes. You know, I'm saying all of this now. Somebody thinks I'm just trying to make you just begin to think wild, and then you just leave this meeting now, like I gave example the other time, and then you just be walking on the road, and then what you are thinking is, they say we should be thinking supernatural. So, let me just hit my leg on a stone now. And then when I just turn and I see, I'll just see $1 million. You see, you are not thinking in alignment with that which God has put within your spirit. Yes. What you are thinking is nonsense. See, there's somebody just, let me just, as I'm just. Oh, Jesus. If for some, the poverty mindset is so bad that you are even walking on the road, you say, let one car just jam me now. Let it just be one big man. So the man will just carry me to the hospital, and then see how the devil is destroying you. So you are now making yourself, giving yourself up as a sacrifice. Let a car jam you so that you will see a big man. Meanwhile, in your spirit is something that a generation is looking for. Within your vessel, there is one great idea that will transform the world. But because you cannot look within, you are not thinking soberly, you are not thinking in alignment with that which God has put within your spirit, you are thinking nonsense. So he said, let him think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man The what? The measure of faith. The measure of faith. I was listening to God's servant, Bishop Oyedepo, not so long, and one of those times he was telling a story of how when they were going to build Canaan land, the Shiloh where they use now, you know, and then after God gave him the design and all that, he was now asking, he said, God, there's nobody, there's no architect in the world who will be willing, or the builders now, I don't know, whichever, who will be willing to take up this job anywhere in the world. And God told him, he said, don't call those ones. Look for some of your sons in the mission. Bring them together and let them take it up. Because this will not just be a function of skill, but there is a measure of faith. And it will take a man who believes in it to activate it. You don't believe in the vision yet. You expect other people to believe in it. You are doubting. You are angry that people don't believe. And it's coming from within you. Is that not wickedness? Somebody was in ministry, or is in ministry, came and met me and began to tell me about the ministry. And then ministry has started though. People are already gathering. You know, people are already coming. One or two, at least a number of people are already coming. And the person began to say, the problem is that I'm not sure. I now began to feel for the people who are coming. You, that is calling them to gather, you are not sure. If it is the right thing you are doing. Then I say, so is it fair that you want somebody to come and sit down and listen to you that is not sure, and you want the person to be sure? As God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Some of the things we need to do to maximize our time for creativity. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 14 to 20. Ephesians 5 14 to 20. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? Are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20. Giving thanks. Let's read this together. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'll just run through these things very quickly so that we can pray and go. Number one, very importantly, before a man can be creative or productive as far as God is concerned and maximize his time, number one, we'll go back to verse 15 where we began from. Number one, that man must be born again. Somebody say, must be born again. Say that again, must be born again. One more time. We're not sure of what we're saying. One more time. Yes, that man must be born again. John chapter 3. Being born again is not an option. Being born again is a must. John chapter 3 from verse 1. Popular scripture. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus now answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except, somebody say except. A man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night to meet him. Like we say in our, I don't know where that word came from. Say when you now, because of Nicodemus, when you go and see somebody secretly, they say he went Nicodemusly. There's nothing like that. Where, do you have any English students here? There's nothing. Is there anything like Nicodemusly? Okay, but we understand. The person is just trying to say for us, you went in private. So this guy went to Jesus, being a Pharisee and one of the leaders of the Jews, of course. He said, there's something that we've noticed about your life and your ministry. And what we have noticed is that there are all kinds of miracles. And these miracles cannot happen to any man who God is not with. So he acknowledged the miracles that Jesus was doing. And Jesus' answer, you know, just messed him up. And what Jesus told him was, see, yes, it's good you saw the miracles. But let me tell you something. As good as the miracles are, a man can have all the miracles he wants to have. If that man is not born again, that man has not entered the kingdom of God yet. So your first step into the kingdom of God is that you are born again. So being born again, it's like, just like I gave the example the other day. It's like when you have a phone, okay? And then there are many buttons on that phone. You know, all kinds of things can be activated. We can maybe just use the Android phone now. All kinds of things can be active on this phone, okay? Because it is on. Now, the reason why everything here is possible is because the power button made it so. I've turned off the power button now, okay? Now, because I turned it off, even though the people who made this phone had done it in such a way whereby this is, it's supposed to be a smartphone, are we correct? Is it a smartphone? Yes, it's a smartphone. But as smart as this phone is, there's nothing smart about it now. This is just, in fact, the best this thing can do. If I find a good reflection, I may be able to just see my face. So it can serve as mirror. That's the best it can do now. It can't do any other thing. If I press on top of it, nothing works. Meanwhile, there are many possibilities around this. But the only way those possibilities can begin to work is that the power button must be activated. And Jesus is the power button. And he is the one that for us to activate every other thing within us, he must be engaged. Yes. And somebody will say that, sir, are you trying to say that there are people who don't create things who are not born again? Of course they are. But that's what Jesus is saying. Even with all those things they are creating, at the end of the day, when it is weighed on the balance, nothing has been done. Nothing. It's good to do schools. It's good to build orphanages. It's good to do hospitals and put them out for free. And people will go and, you know, that's good. So many people will go there and... But when all is said and done, and the judge of the whole earth stands, your schools will not save you. The only time that those schools will be weighed on the balance and it will make any sense is that the man who made it was first born again. Otherwise, nothing has been done. Nothing has been done. No man's good works will save him. Thank God for the miracles. You can receive all kinds of breakthroughs in this service today and you leave, but if you are not born again, except a man be born again, he cannot. Jesus is that power button that makes every other button relevant. Yes. So just in case you're one and you're not born again and you've been doing many things and so many of them have been succeeding, you are just like this phone that is still off. You are pressing all kinds of things. But there's no record of it in heaven yet. Yes. You're a good man. The day he dies, people will gather. Such a good man. Such a good man. This one will come and say, he's the one that's been paying my school fees. 1,000 widows will park outside his house and be crying. Say, oh, we give us food again. But that very man, if only you know what's happening to him at that point. While on earth, they are shouting, say, such a good man. When he's weighed on the balance, he's not in the radar because he has not met Jesus yet. It's not. With all of the good works, his righteousness will be as a filthy rag before God. Because that which will qualify every other thing is the fact that that man has met with Jesus. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. First John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And this is the record that God had given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that had the Son had what? Life. And he that had not the Son of God had what? Not life. There's nothing we can do about it. If he doesn't have the Son, he doesn't have life. It's like when you go to school. Another good example. It's like when you go to school and you did not get admission. You know it's possible. In the university, you know it's possible to sit in class and take lectures and you did not get admission. There are people like that in school now. Yes. If you are like that here, may God show you mercy and give you admission. No, it's serious. I'm not judging you. I understand how some of those things don't happen intentionally. They happen because a man promised you and told you just be attending class before they say just be attending class. Before the exam comes, your name will come out. I've been speaking to the VC. And so you have been attending class in hope. You wrote test in hope. The way somebody hiss just now. That hiss, eh? You can even watch album without hiss. We are looking for equipment. That can be an equipment, yeah. You know, and they will tell you just attend. So you have been attending in hope. That's how you did, and you did. And when it dawned on you that is not going to happen, was when exam now came and there was nothing to be done. Just in case that student was the best student in that class, when he wrote test, he passed all and he was the highest. As long as he has not gotten admission, he doesn't have life. He will write well his name, everything. He is even no mistake. All the questions he read, he brought it out. The man said, I like this guy. He who had not the Son had not life. He's building hospitals, building hostels, doing all kinds of things. He had done, I'm not calling anybody's name. He has done Tesla. He has done everything. And then in all of these things, he's the biggest man in the market. If he says, I'm withdrawing my money from here, it crashes. Yeah. he who had not the Son had not life. He can command all kinds of things on the earth, but once his body drops on that floor and his spirit is out of that body, all the money in his account cannot give him 1 ounce of authority. He will move without his will. That rich man, when that rich man died and he went to Hades, he was begging. The same man who was on earth and Lazarus was the one that was the beggar outside. The same man. He could buy anything he wanted to buy on earth. But when he was in Hades, he was looking for a drop of water. And he couldn't find. All the money in his account could not buy him a drop of water. In the spirit. He who had not the Son had not life. You are building houses and giving out is a good thing. But the problem is that even as much as you are doing it, you are dead. That's the problem. And building these houses cannot give you life. It is having the Son that gives us life outside the Son. He who had not the Son. So it doesn't matter what the achievements are. This is always the first point of call. He that had not the Son, he that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son had not life. The question now: how can a man be born again? Very quickly. Very quickly. Acts chapter 16, verse 30 and 31. Acts 16, 30, 31. Before we take it a little further. And brought them, I'm just trying to read very quickly. And brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy household." John chapter 3, verse 16. Then we'll do Romans 10:10. So that we'll wrap that up and move. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have." Somebody say have. "But have everlasting life." But have everlasting life. Romans 10:10. He said, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto what? Unto salvation." So this is it, just so that we can be fast. In being born again, a man must acknowledge that he's a sinner. And he's a sinner who is in need of the Savior Jesus Christ. Now, he must also acknowledge the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then he must believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the salvation and lordship of Jesus Christ. So number one, that man must believe that he is a sinner who is in dire need of the Savior. He must acknowledge that. Yes. Then after believing that, he must also acknowledge that Jesus died, he was buried, and he is alive now. If the man does not believe these things, being born again is not possible. And number three, that man must also believe in his heart and then confess with his mouth the salvation and the lordship of Jesus Christ. The moment these things are done, the Bible says concerning this man, if any man is in Christ, it doesn't matter who that man is, it doesn't matter what that man has done, it doesn't matter where that man is from. Your tribe has nothing to do with it. The things you have committed before has nothing to do with it. So he said, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things. So being born again is a man acknowledging that he doesn't have life. Now he's receiving life, because the Bible said, he who had the Son had life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not. Doesn't matter what that man does, he's doing it on a blank sheet. Imagine writing an exam without your name on it. Who will be scored? Man must be born again. Number two. Or maybe let's leave the numbers out, but this is another point. Building an intimate walk with God. Mind you, I'm taking all of this in from Ephesians chapter 5, where we read. The verse 14 said, awake, awake. That's being born again. And let Christ give you light. Arise from the dead and Christ shall give thee light. Building and maintaining an intimate walk with God. One of the first things that is very important for us to do as we build a walk with God, if you want to be intimate with God, you must trust Him. And mind you, we are talking about this within the confines of our creativity. So I'm going to be shifting towards that to help us to know better. You must trust in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all what? And lean not unto thine own understanding. Yes. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall do what? He shall do what? He will give you direction. He will direct your path. But you see, for Him to direct your path, you must trust in Him. And you must refuse to lean on your own understanding. We know that you understand certain things, but your understanding has a limitation. And in life, as we keep advancing in God, one of the things you will realize is that sometimes life will throw certain things at you that may be beyond your understanding. It is only wise that in those moments, you keep your understanding one side and trust in the Lord. Any man who has gone very far with God will tell you that it's not every step he took that he understood. Some of them he had to just lie on God. I may not know what you are doing at this point, but if you say I should do this, then I'm going with you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, not some, not most, in all your ways. I know that you know what to do, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him. Sometimes He may tell you, do it the way you've planned, it will go well. Sometimes He may say, don't do it like that. When was the last time you actually acknowledged God in a move, in a decision that you took? I know that you saw that lady and you thought that, this lady will be good for ministry because she can sing and me, I can preach. So every time, before I come up, she would have lifted a worship song. She looks like who they will call Mama, because I can see my future and Papa. And so you didn't bother asking God again. You didn't bother. You just rushed. And you went to tell her, I've been seeing you in my spirit. I've been seeing you. I've been flashing. You have been flashing. So I know you are the one. You have even wax album for her. Some of you are here, you already see, when you go through social media, you're already saving some. Somebody say, even this small one managing, you want to expose it. You're already saving some slides that you will use. When this wife, I send it to her tomorrow. See, we know. You rushed. And God has been drawing your ear. Come back. Come back. You say, no, this feeling I'm feeling is not. No. It's not on you. It's not on you. There's something. The Lord is calling me to the secret place. You have been praying, but you have refused to hear. Come back. Until one day, Apostle Aaron said the first lady he wanted to marry. God helped him. He lived long enough to see who she was. If that lady gets angry, she will not talk to you for 3 days. How can he cope like that? You know, it's very easy for you to see a movie and somebody is smiling, and you think that that's how the person smiles all their life. You went to a restaurant or you went somewhere and the waitress comes and looks at you and says, order please. Say, wow, such a gorgeous smile. This type, if I keep her for house, like, it may just smile for me. You don't know that they are paying her for that thing she's doing. You know, they didn't tell you. They didn't tell you that she just slapped somebody outside before she entered and looked at you and said, order please. She's been paid. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and in all your ways acknowledge Him. That business may look lucrative. So many people are doing it. Have you asked Him, is this what I should do? Or there is a path that He has created for you, and find that out. And it may not look popular now, but start where He has gone. Yes, start. But you have refused because people are making money. So, boy, I have a sister. When MMM was making MMM, how many MMM? People were putting money. MMM. And they will put money. Money will come out. They will put money. Money will come out. They will put money. Money will come out. She now targeted. Okay. When it's getting towards Christmas period. So that we'll have plenty money. And she was seeing her. They were showing her. You know, they'll be showing you. I don't know. They will be showing you how your money is increasing. You'll be seeing it on the internet. Meanwhile, as you have seen it on the internet, the man is drawing his own net. Because your money has entered his net. Your own money is internet money. Before the end of December, I started hearing argument on social media. This man said, no, it has not crashed, it will come back. See, when you, what do they call that thing? Who did that thing now? All of you now do as if it's not. If they ate your money, MMM, can I see it? They did it, they just. Ah, I saw one hand, huh? Yeah. Was it word of knowledge? Okay. They give help. Abi? GH and PH. They were giving help. They said, no. The man just said that they will just GH and somebody will PH and somebody. It will come back. It will come back. That's how MMM. Trust in the Lord. It may be popular, but it may not be for you. Sometimes it may not even be a scam. It's just not your own path. not sure we'll finish this message today, but whenever we stop, I sit down and I look at life sometimes. I analyze a lot of things, and I realize that life is not supposed to be as hard as it is, if only we listen to God. Sometimes, some of the problems that some people are going through now, and the solution has not been found yet, and it looks like God is not answering you. It's not God. It's that your parents made a decision some years ago. When, before you came, God told them, don't do this thing. And when God was saying, don't do it, it was because God was seeing a future. He knows that a lot of people will come who, on account of this decision, will struggle because of what you are doing now. Don't do it. You say, don't be life. And I see children suffer today because of the decisions that parents made several years ago. And they think God is not fair. It's not God. God had told people what to do sometimes, and they refused. They thought they were wise in their own eyes. And now, see where we are. Yes. True. Let me give a very vivid example. You will understand what I'm saying. All of you here, come. Everybody. No, yeah, yes. Yeah, just come. Let's take for example that these are young men who probably are in school. Let me show you something. Who probably are in school. And in school, everything is going on well. You know, this comes up. Your gene is even, there's one place that has torn. It's the style. So it's a guy man. This one went to school to party. That's what all he's doing is party. You should even be holding textbooks, Seth. I don't know. How many of you know this kind of people in school? Every lecture, they are on time. What is happening? You see the brother. Even when they are going to read, he will still put time. They are doing tutorials, he's on time. Bro, what's the problem? So somebody find him test. Who has big Bible? Okay. That one is even small. I want you to really look like a... Don't worry. You know, you can hold out your book. Hold. This is how they used to. You will see them. When they come to class, their table already is already intimidating. They don't like sitting in the back. They are all front seat. So he's the one. Is he? So this bro, every time he's in class, he's reading. Every time he's in class. This one that's not sure. Of where his life should be. God wants to use him more. But even he himself is just up and down. He prayed today, he doesn't pray after 1 month. After 2 weeks, he's praying. Fellowship, this one. You know these brothers, they usually like fellowship too. They usually like fellowship. Now, there's so much that God wants to do with this life. Please. Okay, maybe the other, you guys can sit down now. Let me just use this one. There's so much that God wants to do with this life. But you see, the decisions he will make now will determine what his future will be like. Remember, we are all seeds at this level. Yes. So all these people are roommates. This one has already made up his mind that in this life, school na scam. He no get waiting to be scam. Now to just be grooving. That he has made up his mind. That anywhere this thing will take him to. So that's who he is in school. This guy now. Why his spirit? There's something that God is doing inconsistent with God. But sometimes he will dream and he will see certain things. He will know that God wants to use him, but he used to like the way this guy. Eh? I mean, you are doing as if you don't know what I'm talking about. He used to like the way this one. Oh boy. All the girls in school, they are behind this guy. If you want connection, his brother is laughing at him. I'm reading his history. If you want connection, this bro, he knows how to distribute. This guy admires what he's doing. If this guy decides to ignore everything and follow this young man, and then his academics are affected. Several things about him is affected. I hope you know that he will not be the only one in trouble. I hope you know that his children will suffer from that decision he's making. Oh, you don't know? Oh, you don't know. So in case this guy finishes school and decides to tow his own path away from the path that God has created for him, and after school maybe he graduates with a bad grade, he looks for a job and nothing is forthcoming, but of course he's getting old, so usually at that point they will tell you that go and marry, and some of the people will even promise you that they will marry for you. Hey, don't let anybody promise you they will marry for you. I have a relative. Before I decided to fix dates, he told me, say, what is inside this marriage thing? Go and fix date. Decide to marry. I will give you money. My marriage is 6 years now. That money, not even part payment. Don't fool anybody. I'm telling you now, don't use another person's account to calculate your marriage. Say, okay, this one will find me, that one. Work with what you have. So they now promise him that they will marry for him. Maybe they even decided and they actually married for him. After they marry for him, guess what? You know what happens after marriage? You are on your own. Some of those uncles that you are calling that are not giving you money now, don't blame them. Before you were born, there was a history with them and your parents. Your parents had some of them had acted in a very rash manner, and today you are calling your uncle who is the owner of this thing. He's not answering you because some of them, when they were with your father in the house, that they didn't have anything, your father drove them out. Today you are now suffering and you are saying this life no balance. The decisions we make will always affect our generations. I'm telling you this, and if you can listen to me and hear me very clearly, every decision you make today, bear in mind that there is a generation coming after you. And whether you like it or not, this is not a curse. We are not even talking about a curse or no curse. Not, all those ones don't stand. I'm talking about decisions we make. The schools your children will go to, you can decide from now by the decisions you take. Yes. But not everybody is willing to pay the price. You want to follow this young man, I'll be going every day in school, on weekends. Say, guy, where be the next party now? Say, we are going to hotel. Which one do they go to in Castle? You should tell me. Eh? Hotel 17. We are going to Hotel 17 today. Hey. Oh boy, see groovy now. This life, eh? Now one, oh. Now one. It's true. That's why when your children come, they will follow that one line. What's now one? Somebody can rise from this meeting today and say, no, it is good that a man will bear his yoke when he is young. Until everything in me comes out. So my children will not come and while other people are have you gone to a place before where people's children are taking ice cream and there's one small boy somewhere looking at them like this? It's not his fault. It's not his fault. Decisions were taken before he was born. And they gave birth to him and he came into it. And now look at where he is. And he's saying, God, it's not fair. But God is saying that, see, the problem is that I told your father before you were born that this path that he's taking now will affect a generation. But he decided to go that way. So now you will have to grow and make up your mind that when I tell you what to do, follow me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will direct. The problem is not that He doesn't direct. The problem is that most people have refused to rely on Him. They have refused to trust Him. And they have refused to acknowledge Him. They have refused to lean on their own understanding. Young woman, you are a seed. There's so much in you, but we have not seen it yet. Oh, but there is no time to waste anymore. There is a God who directs, and we must build intimacy with Him because He knows the end from the beginning. And when He tells you what to do, sometimes they may not look like it. God bless you. They may not look like it now, but He sees the end from the beginning. And every counsel He gives you from that standpoint that He can see the end from the beginning. You are calculating from history. He is not talking from history. He is talking from the one who stands from the beginning and the end. Sometimes history will deceive you. But it is good that a man will bear his yoke. I like that scripture because that scripture did not tell you that. That scripture just told you simply that whether you like it or not, you will bear your yoke. Whether in your youth or in your old age, you must. This is, there is nothing you can do about it. You cannot escape the yoke. You cannot. I see old men today sitting down, living in regret, telling you how they would have done this, how they would have done that. Calling up everywhere, who will help me? Who will give me? And they are saying, nobody wants to help me. The problem is that the yoke you did not bear when you were young. Now, you will bear it. But the counsel is that it is good that a man will bear his yoke. It's good. So you will leave this meeting today and tell yourself, no. I refuse to live my life as if there is no tomorrow. There is a price to be paid. And God, Jesus was speaking. He said, who is that man who, when he wants to build a house, will not first sit down to count the cost? Sit down to count the cost. Then and you take off on a journey. But God is saying that, see, this thing can be shutting now. All you need to do is to trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Let's build intimacy together. Let's walk on this path. And you're saying that, forget this God thing. Oh, you're failing to understand that there is a God who sees the end from the beginning, whose counsel alone will stand. I can see the pleasures of today, but no, I will sacrifice them so that that which is within me can come out, so that a generation can benefit from the discipline and the decision that I make. It is good that a man bear his yoke when he is young. Alamambe bebe ratome nakabaye la maya.
Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Shabarada balako belataya. Ashabarada balako berada balaka barada bede ko berada balakata. Shibarada balada 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 ya. Rada data. Shabambe lako bena. Ayamba elaye. Eli borambe eli mampele venam rastoba. Rebebe penombre kete bambrade mapaya. I may be on a path. I may be making a decision that will jeopardize that which you are about to do through me to my generation. Oh Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Ayada ashabada arada banema babaraka.
My children will not wish. My children will not have to wish that things could have been better. And just in case that is the situation, there is a God that redeems time. It is good that a man will bear his yoke. Mate bena kombe staya. E Davidu bana te bina kombe te ke parida manopa. Onde betambe te ke pande borate. Rabota pena kape de kapai. Radempri e ke tambe la deba. In the name of Jesus. We need to go. Oh my God. We'll continue next week if God permits. No. Your generation will be blessed that you came here. That the time that God has created, has designed, that you will invest in knowing him so he can direct your path. You are trying to follow all kinds of people, all kinds of men and women, because you don't know. You are trying to feed your flesh and starve your generation. It will not happen. That's why we came. That's why we came. In the name of Jesus, all eyes closed, we need to go. Everywhere, just keep your hands down. We need to go, there's no time. As all eyes are closed, if you are here, very quickly, I want to pray for you. You are not born again. You don't have a relationship with Jesus. And you want to say, I want to know him personally. I want to know him intimately. I want to know him. I want to receive his life today. Enough of this life without Jesus. It's time to say no to sin, to hell, to the grave, to death, and to say yes to life. You're in this meeting today, you want to say, I want to be born again. Or maybe somewhere along the line, you were born again, but you backslided. Or you're probably one of those who want to say that, I'm not even sure, I don't know. I want to be sure today. As all eyes are closed, I want to pray for you. As all eyes are closed and your hands are down, if you are like that, I want you to lift up your hand above your head. I want to pray for you. You want to say, I want to be born again. I want to know him personally. Enough of this life without Jesus. I want to pray for you very quickly. If you are like that, all eyes are closed. I want to pray. There's no time. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. If your hand is up, raised above your head. If there is none, I'll close. If there's any, very quickly, very quickly. God bless you, I can see. There's nothing to be ashamed of. If your hand is up, raise it above your head. If it's not up, please keep your hands down so that we can pray. God bless you, I can see a hand there. If you're joining them, I'm waiting for you now. I'm waiting. I want to pray. I want to pray. You're making the best decision of your life. You're saying, I was born again at some point, I backslided. but you're saying, I'm not even sure. God bless you. I can see a hand there. I want to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As we're doing that very quickly, there's someone, the healing power of God is resting on you. There's this, something like a pain around the left side. God is touching you. Every service is a miracle service. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A slip would have been handed over to you if your hand was lifted. You don't need to come out. Just stay where you are. I would pray now. Would pray now. But there's also something that the Lord is doing here right now as I speak. Before we pray for these persons, there are some of you that graces are resting upon you now. The Lord is opening your eyes in the spirit. Yes, the Lord is opening your eyes in the spirit. For you, God wants to begin to show you whether it has to do with business. Help, help. Whether it has to do with businesses or things He wants you to engage in or things He wants you to do. Whether even prayer schedules or something. I don't know what it is, but your eyes are opening in the spirit. That grace is here. That grace is here. That grace is here. That grace is here. One, at the count of three, God is releasing that grace supernaturally. Eyes are receiving sights in the areas of visions and revelations. Help, help. In the areas of visions and revelations, inspirations, help them. One. Two. Yes. I decree and I declare, as I'm commanded of the Lord, that let this great gate of revelation open up to you by the Spirit of the Lord. Yes. And the faith that is required, the boldness to accompany that which you see, as you begin to activate it in the spirit, that which is required. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Three. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. In the name of Jesus. Be stranded. You will not be confused. I prophesy by the Spirit of the Lord. You will not be confused. You will not be stranded. You will know what to do. You will know how to do it. You will know when to do it. Every atom of confusion is taken out of your life in the name of Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Father. Now, for those of you whose hands were lifted and the slip would have been given to you, wherever you are, I want you to just stand and I want you to say this after me. Okay, just wherever you are, if a slip was given to you, you indicated that you wanted to be saved, please, where are they? I want you to help them. Please stand. You don't need to come out. Just stand. I want you to talk to God yourself. Tell Him, Lord, I'm sorry for my wrong. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Just talk to Him. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I will lead you to pray, but just say that. I'm sorry, forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Let the power of sin be broken from my life in the name of Jesus. Now I'm praying for you. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you as I am. I'm sorry for my wrongs. I acknowledge that you died for me. You shed your blood for me. You were crucified for me. I also acknowledge that you resurrected for me. Today I've come to accept your life. I ask that you take me as your son and your daughter as the case may be, and you will be my Lord and my Savior from now henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I'm praying for you. Father, I pray for these precious souls. I ask, oh God, that in your mercy, you will use them for your glory. They have come to you and acknowledge you as their Lord and Savior. You who is able to keep us from falling and has kept us, you will keep them from falling. Yeah, you will keep them from falling.
Yes, and you will use them for your glory. They will not fail you. The power of sin is broken from off their lives. Your path is as the path of the just that shines more and more unto a perfect day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I think there's someone at the back who will just attend to you. You see a placard. Please just turn. Just go to that person. Everybody lift up your hands. Just meet the person. They will pray with you. Tell you some few things. And that will be all. Lift up your hands. I'm going now. As I was praying for them just now, I saw a young man. I just saw a young man. The man began to hold his mouth because something like fire was burning from within him. And I was looking at this thing, and the Lord begins to tell me about the fact that there is an unusual grace, an unusual mantle, you know, that is upon your life. Yes, it's like a volcano. It's like fire. Now, I don't know what it is God wants to do with you, whether it is ministry related or it is an invention or whatever it is. But my God. Yes. The angel is moving. He's still moving. Just help. If you notice anybody around you, help them. Because some people is going to be a little violent. It's like an eruption. There are nothing less than five that I see in the spirit. Nothing less than five. The angel of the Lord is touching them. The angel of the Lord is touching them. This is an eruption that I see. What is within your vessel is about to find expression. How many people do we have now? 1, 2, 3, 4. There's somebody. The way that discovery is going to happen, there is grace for invention. There's grace for all kinds of discoveries. But the way this thing will happen to you is that a strange prayer grace is coming upon you and is resting on you now. As you begin to pray, help, quickly. Father, we thank you.
What a joy it was having you on this journey, and I believe you were blessed. For more of our messages, you can follow us on our social media platforms. Our Facebook handle is @TFHOL. And our Telegram handle is also @TFHOL. For more inquiries, you can call us on +234 8080 8400 80. God bless you. Bye.